The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels and website, of course. Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson. Our website, businessontheedge.biz. B as in boy, I as in igloo, and Z as in zebra. Our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host. Our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business. Post your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views. And that's really a great place to virtually network. Go out there and virtually network and connect with the other women out there and their products. Sell a little bit, buy a little bit, connect, build relationships. Really, really great, great place out there. It's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts and your business and information known. People don't know that you're there unless you tell them that you're there. You can also connect with us at our ontheedgepurpose.podbean.com podcast, free content out there for you. And we continue to try to get that uploaded for you, new content as regularly as possible. If you want to connect with me directly, please email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz with questions or comments about your business. What do you want to do? What are you trying to do in your ministry? Is it slow growing? You've got a lot of itinerant ministries out there. You've got a lot of new ministries that are, you may be in a, you may be having Sunday services in a school or a hotel. How do you get people to connect? In fact, I was visiting a church this last Sunday, and there was three different addresses that from their Facebook page to their website, and we never did make it to that church. So it's important that you're putting the right information out there so that, and updated information, so that those that are trying to find you can find you. We ended up going to another church for that day. But in any case, we're going to talk a little bit today about events, resources, order of operations, the value and importance of these things, and that I'm on the air to be a benefit to your business. When I say business, I mean ministry. When I say ministry, I mean business. If you do not have a church and you have a business, maybe you sell cupcakes. I don't know. Ministry. If you are in the pulpit and you're ministering to people, ministry, business, still a business, okay? Important. You want to keep your lights on. You want to make sure that you're able to pay your bills. So there's you have to bring in money to do that. So we're going to talk about that today. And of course, I always like to thank our listeners for tuning into the show each week. I appreciate and we appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that inspires bridging the gap between your faith and your professional development and small business and ministry growth. We want you to be prosperous. God wants you to be prosperous in all that your hands touch and do. For his glory. To God be the glory. Wow. This last weekend was something else. Last weekend, not this last weekend. I say this last weekend. The weekend before this weekend, this Saturday. We had a great, great weekend. We had a great event with Numbia Aziz, with Bay Area's Men's Health, Google, Kiva, Square, Society of Physician Entrepreneurs. We even had Dr. Z pop her head in from MCI. I had her on a couple of weeks. She finally made it in from London. She certainly impacted the crowd. She's so eloquent in how she shares her information. I, I'm I'm truly blessed to know such a person. And we're going to talk to Nubia Aziz in just a few minutes and talk about how this event was important to do for her business. We partnered on this event. I want you to understand the value of networking, the value of connecting, the value of getting to events like this or putting on an event like this, and how you get the community to come out. We had a food truck. We had so much food there. Oh, my gosh. We had someone, the STEM Foundation there that was interviewing and doing interviews there. We had a lot of fun. I tell you, we laughed so much at that event and did business at the same time till it was fantastic, fantastic. So more on that a little later in the show here. Let's bring on Ruth Vanderstein. Ruth is amazing. And so this show again is about resources, events. We're gonna do a little networking on this show today. We're gonna show you how to communicate and receive. You should be doing this in business. You should learn from what you're hearing on this show. If you're a career person, what are you trying to do in your business? What are you trying to do in your career? I work with teachers. I work with corporate career folks. And everyone has something that they're trying to achieve in their business or in their job or in their career. And how do you do that? Do you go to every single networking event? Do you go to every single thing that comes up? No. And this might sound a little arrogant, and I don't mean it to be. But if you have to choose between an event to go to and I'm doing an event, you should come to mine. You really should. And I say that because I do things a little bit different than the average event, networking event. Workshop training event, if you will, our event that's coming up on the 22nd. I'm just different in how I present. And the one thing that I typically do without fail is matchmake, is get a sense of who's in the room. Typically, I know a lot of the businesses in the room, a lot of new faces as well. And I try to get to know folks. I try to get around and talk, to shake hands and learn about the businesses and people that are there that I do not know. Why? So I can match make, because people get shy. Adults get shy on connecting, and I want it to happen well. But Ruth, I got about 2 minutes before I go to a commercial break. But I want you to talk about, we've got some commercials airing about capital gains and I want you to share more. We're going to bring you on and try to get you on every week or every other week just to share, because you've got something really amazing going on. And I really want our audiences, and I say audiences for a reason. I have two different shows that I do, to take advantage of what you're doing. Can you share a little bit about what you're doing and how you can help them?
Yes, Margaret. Thank you for having me on the show, and I want to let everybody know that my background, I ran a 1031 exchange company for 25 years. And what a 1031 exchange company does is they help people that own investment property defer their capital gains taxes. Well, now we have a product that can help people that own their primary residence. They can defer capital gains taxes also. So this is huge. Huge. So anybody that you hear, I don't want to sell my property because I don't want to pay capital gains taxes, I have the solution for them. So give me a call at 888-977-1222, and you are going to save hundreds of thousands of dollars just by making the call. The call is free, but get the information. It's really important.
All right. And when you save those hundreds and thousands of dollars, means that you're getting involved with moving that forward. But part of that is they actually get a check. They actually get their money.
They get their money, and it's tax-free for 30 years. So we can help them put this together. Just give us a call.
Okay, and that's 888-977-1222, 888-977-1222. Thank you, Ruth. I know you're hot on the trail of going to do another presentation. Good luck with that. Thank you for ducking in on the show today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Margaret.
So this is fantastic. Let's go to a commercial break, and then we'll do a little bridging the gap between business and faith. You're listening to AM 1100 KFKX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Yes. Okay, so we heard from Ruth from Financial Education Services. So she has a new product that she's got out there. This is resource. This is, you know what, I'm such a resource hub. I just never get tired of connecting people. And sometimes, those folks that are closest to me get on me because I kind of forget about myself. And that's not uncommon. You know, when you're really excited about other products and services that are out there, you really want businesses and individuals to get a hold. It's like going to a great restaurant. You're like, oh, you gotta go to, because their food is so, you know. And so that's kind of, I'm the small business. At the event last weekend, one of the things that I said is, if you ever seen the movie Hitch, I'm Hitch. I help you get out your own way so you can connect with the right relationships. And so I'm excited about doing that. But before we get back to that, and we still have Ruth Vanderstein on the line from Financial Education Services. She's going to share a little bit, actually, when she comes back on what her experiences are and the events that we do. We want to get you to come out. We want you to not just listen to the show. That's easy to turn us on and listen, but get mobilized. It will change your life in so many different ways. Whether you're a career person, small business owner, there's always something that I'm gonna give for everyone that's in the audience. But let's again do some bridging the gap between business and faith, and we'll get to our guests back to our guests in just a moment. Galatians 6:9 says this, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap a harvest, or we shall reap if we do not lose heart, if we do not lose heart. You know, the plans and thoughts that God has towards you, and in Jeremiah 29:11 says, God says, I know the thoughts that I have towards you, the plans I have towards you, the thoughts I have towards you that are good and not evil, to give you a future and to give you a hope. God is really serious about your life, success, and legacy on this planet. And when I see scriptures like Deuteronomy 8:18, for you to remember that it is God who gives you the power to get wealth, tells me some things about God. God wants you to get wealth. God doesn't get any glory out of you being broke. He doesn't get glory out of that. Solomon, statistically, or it's said to still have been the richest man on the planet that's ever lived, the richest, the wealthiest, loved God. What am I saying? I said that God has some thoughts about your career, about your life. He enjoys you enjoying your life and doing what he's put in you that you love to do. And you can make money doing it. Why is that important? Because money allows you to, money gives you choices. The more money you have, the more choices you have. Money reminds me of trying to lose weight, calories. And I watch my calories. I count my calories. It's like being broke. It's like, okay, should I take this $5 and should I get gas in my car? Or should I go to McDonald's? You're thinking about how to best spend that dollar. And if it's losing weight, you're thinking about whether or not you should eat those, you know, potato chips versus broccoli. As a funny kind of analogy. But God has given you the power to get wealth. And that doesn't just drop out of the sky. And it's more than just standing up in front of the congregation and asking your congregation for a donation to help build your next building. God wants you to be an owner. You know, the Bible says for us in Genesis, he gives us a charge and he tells us to take dominion. and we need to take dominion. And the way for you to own property, own land, be investors, is you need resources to do that. The Bible tells us that you can influence, and as God will put you before kings. But as you develop in your career, in your business, and whatever you're doing, you become an influencer. Do you know that we're going to have homeless people with us always? The Bible tells us that. Do you know that they are not influencing anyone? No one's going to interview them for them to give you advice on anything. You know, they need dental work. They need health care. They need, no one's looking to them for opportunity. They're looking towards Bill Gates. They're looking towards the Googles. They're looking towards large orchards. They're looking towards history makers and world shakers. And God's plan for their life was never for them to be destitute, or and there's other things, and I understand factors that go into it, that mental health and all of that. My point is that you have choices. You have opportunity. And when you bring those together in a smart way, then you start progressively moving in a particular direction. And I want to see you move in the directions that God is saying. And it can be wearisome. It could be, where is my wealth? I've been working at this business for 5 years, this ministry for 5 years, and I feel like I'm struggling. And I believe that there's an order of operations to that, and we're going to talk about that. I'm writing a book, and this is the first book, for businesses, for Christians in business, order of operations. Why? Because there's an order of operations. There's a certain way to put things together for it to work well. And so that's important. So don't grow weary in doing good. You will reap a harvest if you don't faint. You have a responsibility in that. God says, don't faint. I got this. Don't faint. Keep standing. Keep moving. Keep going. Keep using resources like Ruth at Financial Education Services that's giving you an opportunity to get a hold of resources right now on your property or investment properties, or, you know, use resources like Nubia Aziz at Bay Area's Men's Health to stay in health. Health is important. If you're sick, you can't work. If you end up in the emergency room, I promise you, you are not working. They're working on you. Important. But don't grow weary in doing good. Don't grow weary in doing the right things and doing good and making the right choices in your ministries and in your business. Don't lose heart. God says, don't do this. He says, you will reap. You shall reap. That's his promise. You're going to reap in a due season. What happens in due season when a farmer plants? He knows that he has to wait for that harvest, but it's going to come. It's coming in due season. Why? Because he planted. He plowed. He got up early in the morning and plowed in the ground, plowed that ground up, worked with that hard soil to make it, to enrich it so it produces. You have to enrich your business soil. You want to pray and grow and all of that, but you don't want to enrich your soil. You don't want to enrich yourself. You want to spend time just in your prayer closet, and you never go out anywhere, and you expect God to drop something in your lap. You have to enrich yourself. You have to get up and go. You have to by faith move. You have to open up your mouth and share what you're doing and let people donate into your ministry or buy your products and buy your services. Why do you talk so much about money? Because you're broke. And God is not broke. God says, I own it all. It belongs to me. All of it belongs to me. Why are you struggling? Why can't you pay your light bill? What's going on with that? And he wants you to learn how to handle money and trust you with money. So if you're struggling, how are you handling the money? Are you keeping your books? What are you doing? Put things in order. Get it in harmony. Where there is unity, I've commanded a blessing there. God is for you. Who can be against you? No weapon formed against you will prosper. These are the promises of God for your life, in every area of your life. I'm not scared to talk about money. Why? Because we need it. We need to reach the world. And yes, you can have a nice house. He doesn't care. What he cares about is your motive in your heart, about how you handle money and how you're dealing with those things. God doesn't have an issue with money. He has an issue with how you interact with it. What is your relationship with it? Are you making it first before God because now you got a little something? No, he doesn't care. Keep your heart right. Keep your motives right. God is for you. He didn't call you into what you're doing for it not to work, for it to fail, for him not to get his glory out of it, to birth something. If he's birthing something out of you, what is that process? I know what it's like to lose something. I know what it's like to birth something and it die. But if my first company hadn't died, I wouldn't be on air today. I tell you, we're going to go to a commercial break. I'm done. I'm off my soapbox. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I'm telling you, God is for you. If you're just tuning in and you missed the last segment, God's for you. He's got a great plan for your life. It's going to take some work. It's going to take, you're going to get frustrated. You're going to want to give up. You're going to want to stop. Don't stop. Don't give up and don't quit. You keep moving forward. We need you. We need you. And God needs to get the glory out of your life, out of your business, out of your career. He needs you. I'm going to bring Ruth back. And Ruth, we've got these events and I'm doing events all the time. And you've shared your information about the capital gains, but I want you to share a little bit. You've been in and out of my events for years. What has your experience been? What are you getting out of that? And let's bring Nubia in on that conversation as well. Bring them both up, and we'll start with Ruth. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Margaret. Well, I have been to several hundreds of Margaret's events, and I'm going to tell you, the one thing she does do is she connects you with the right people. She makes sure not only you're in a networking group meeting people, but she will make sure and tell you, you need to be talking to this person because this person has the business that will connect with yours. She's very good at that. So when she says that you should be coming to her networking events versus somebody else, yes, you should be coming to her networking events because you are going to get connected to the people that are going to help your business. Not that you're meeting just other business owners. You're going to get people that can help you market your business because she makes sure to let everybody know what type of client you're looking for and what is the best referral for you. So she'll even tell you in the middle of the event, have you guys connected yet? Have you made an appointment yet? So just connect with her. You will not lose connecting with Margaret. Show up to her events. You will be pleasantly surprised.
Thank you, Ruth. I appreciate that. We want to hear how Business on the Edge is benefiting these events and some of the things that we do, because it can spill over, right, Ruth? It'll spill over into your business. We might end up working together. That's how kind of our relationship started, huh? And so now you're advertising on the radio and all of that, and you've gotten opportunities right now that are sitting in your lap.
I do. And if it wasn't for Margaret, I would not have these opportunities. So you need to connect with her. And it may not happen immediately, but it will happen. I can guarantee you it will happen.
But be patient, right? Because it's a process. It's a process. There's a process to everything. You know, Steve Jobs says, I can't afford not to market. Or I can't afford. You know, we have to realize that there's things we can't afford not to do. And as we do those things, they do. Like, I've been on the air going into my sixth season on KDOW Radio. And people are just now really, really letting me know that they're listening to the show. And they're, you know, so over the last couple of years, I'm seeing the fruits of being consistent over and over and over again. And it's worth it.
Right.
It's worth it. Thank you, Ruth. Have a great event.
Welcome.
You're off to your
thank
event.
You.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're going to bring Nubia in. Nubia Aziz is the CEO and founder of Bay Area Men's Health, and we partnered with her. She came and connected with me through the Small Business Development Center. I'm a lead advisor there. The executive director of the Small Business Development Center said, hey, you need to connect with Margaret Jackson and talk about this men's health. June is celebrating Men's Health Awareness Month. Men, stay healthy. Go to the doctor. Don't be a superman. You are human. Human, and things happen with your body. And we want our men around long and strong. Is that right, Nubia?
Yes, it is. Thanks for having me, Margaret.
Absolutely, absolutely. So a lot went on. You were actually planning on doing this event next year.
Yes, yes.
What happened?
I thought it was next year. Well, one is like, me too. I was kind of getting discouraged. Like, okay, nobody's ready right now, but I'm not going to stop, you know, and just the opportunity had happened. So when when things slowed down, because you was doing so many events. And so when the door just opened and you was like, we can do this. We took off with it, you know, and I was just willing just to wait because I know I needed to do it with partnership. And I wanted it to be, you know, to be right and to be strong, have a strong foundation. But when you came in, it was like, you know, we can do this. That's what made it work. And as you say, we went together. That was why we was able to move forward. And it made a really big difference. It made a really big difference.
And so some exciting things happen. And one of the reasons, and just as I'm going to put my business coaching hat on here, when you came to me and shared with me that Dennis King, the executive director of the Silicon Valley Small Business Development Center, says, hey, connect with Margaret. You're building relationships and you had such a great idea. And we were a few months out from June, Men's Health Awareness Month. When you build connections, you know what you want those connections to do for you? You want them to remember you.
Right.
And to try to wait an entire year and a couple of months to get them ramped up on something that they're already thinking about, Nubia Aziz, Bay Area's Men's Health. All I did really was says, let's leverage that right now. We've got plenty of time. Let's leverage that so they remember you. And so instead of next year being your first annual Bay Area's Men's Health Awareness event, next year is going to be your second annual. Yeah, you had a fantastic event. We had so much fun, and we laughed so much all day long. We laughed, and we bonded, and it was people felt like they really knew each other at the end of the event.
Yes, yes. That event was so powerful. First, what it did, it showed partnership across the board. Partnership from the city of San Jose, you know, Londia, district four council member. Partnership from the county supervisor, you know, Ken Yeager. Partnership, especially with you, KDOW, Business on the Edge. Partnership from the doctors, you know, Dr. Roger Washington. We had Kaiser Permanente. We even had a band, which was Kaiser Permanente's Music of Health representative, Sheila Barnett. So she came bringing the volunteers from Kaiser, supplier diversity, and the music. I mean, everybody was represented. Kiva, Google, I mean, Square, like you see it. But we treated the human side of each representative, and that's what made it fun, too.
It was great, and there was so much food. And so you got food from Panera Bread, Starbucks, Sprouts. I mean, it was really, really a community, diverse. And what was great is because it was keeping men in business, supplier diversity, and celebrating Men's Health and National Business Month. And there was so much diversity there.
Yeah.
There was so much I really want to say it was so much love. It was just like, it was a lot of friendship. You thought you had old friends. You're meeting people for the first time, and you felt like you met some old friends. And then we had Dr. Z pop in, which was fantastic. She had an event that evening that I had an opportunity to be one of her speakers at, and she came in and got to our event, even with her event that evening, and she got to share a little bit. And she was just in from London, and she impacted. I mean, it was just amazing. She really impacted the crowd. She's so eloquent in how she delivers her information and what she's trying to do as a woman of God. With Marketplace Calling International to bring, you know, churches and community and all of this in these exactly Fortune 500 companies together. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. And with that being said, too, we had insurance company Stephen Russell for Lincoln Heritage. We had the Society of Physician Entrepreneurs. All these people was all drawn to you, Margaret. I mean, they have so many great things to say. They were so excited to see they just couldn't believe that here it is, a radio show host, business strategist, you know, was also a business matchmaker. Sure. And was fun. The way you shared the stage like that. And I'm saying that to say that everybody felt welcome. Okay. You know, the Department of General Services, like you said, we talk about supply diversity. We had LGBT represent. Really, everybody was represented. We had the people donated from the veggie community. You know, we had the healing arts community. I mean, it really, that was a straight diverse event, races, from nationality, from religion. People just felt the love, but at the same time, business was made. And that what was key, business was made, and people felt free to do so. And great things happened out of that event. Sales was made, business was made, contracts was produced on that day.
Absolutely. They were writing contracts there. Yes. So when we come back, a little bit more, and this is God. That's God. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I tell you, we're excited. Nubia Aziz is here with me, Bay Area's Men's Health, and she's just sharing, if you're just tuning in, how her event that we partnered with on our KDOW site, AM 1220 KDOW, Business and Finance Radio, it was just fantastic. And I love when businesses are doing business together. I love that. And so, and you got a couple of commendations. You know, it's not common for a newbie to come out, and you got a commendation from County Supervisor's Ken Yeager's office and Councilmember Lon Diop's office from District 4, because we did the event in District 4 in San Jose. So congratulations on that, by the way. Well done.
I was honored. Thank you. Yes. That was nice. That was nice and unexpected. But we did it, Margaret. We did it. That showed teamwork.
Yes, and we're getting ready for next year. So I definitely want to participate in next year's event. And the goal is always to make people feel comfortable. And you said different religions, LGBTQ, all of that. And you know, if we're ever going to reach people, the world, for Christ, mm-hmm. we have to welcome. There has to be a welcome mat. There has to be a welcome mat. God deeply loves everybody. And so when I'm doing events, there's my foundation right there. There's my foundation. You know, in terms of belief systems or how I might live my life or choices, things like that, that aside, we can debate that and you know, I talk about those things if the topic is broached, but what I can show you and give you, I can extend the love of God to you with hands down, easy. Doesn't bother me. I don't care what you're doing, what's going on. I can extend the love of God to you. You know, there are some areas that, you know, we're going to be doing some things more with the Godly Girls Network and their FACT, you know, which is and I believe it's like Families Against Child Trafficking. I have issues with that business, that line of business. And whether we like it or not, God loves those that are hurting our children in that manner. Because the truth of the matter is the enemy is influencing that individual. But we're going to try to help some kids. We're going to have Reverend Donna come on, and we're going to work with them on trying to be a problem solver in that area. And so Nubia, I am always very open to business, small business owners, and business owners being successful. So what was your experience with the event?
Well, the main experience that I experienced was, again, the partnership. I'm seeing the benefits of partnership as opposed to saying this is just Nubia's event. No, the partnership is what gave us true foundation. And it made it easy for people to participate because they felt they was involved as opposed to being a dictator,
right,
you know,
right,
of the event. So that was one thing. Right. And it made people willing to give more. Right. Of themselves. People stayed the whole time. The only reason why some left is only because they had to leave, because they had something else to do. But
right,
people did not want to leave, you know, and that showed a lot, you
right,
know, and
right,
people made business and they didn't feel guilty. It was like free. It was like, okay, I can say what I need to say.
Right.
You know,
right,
and we pushed people, or we invited them to have their voice. So you gave everybody who had a chance in the room, not just the vendors and the speakers, if you want something to say, here you go.
Right, right.
And a lot of people came back to me and said when they did that, more people had came up to them afterwards.
Right, right. And that happens, and I like doing that at events because, and we almost got out of there without doing it. You had to remind
right
me, and I appreciate that. But I do that because there's opportunity for everyone. Everyone, there's
yeah
opportunities for everyone. And so we've got an event coming up on July 22nd. This is our second, actually, our Faith and Business on the Edge breakfast. And I share today because I want, Nubia, I want people to understand that when we have a Faith and Business on the Edge breakfast, this is an invite for everyone. This is not just for the Christian community.
Okay.
This is for the Christian community to have an opportunity to learn how to network. And this is going to be about business planning, marketing, public relations, networking, and shopping fair. Because the body of Christ, sometimes we don't know that we can actually engage one another in a forum like this. That is faith-based, honoring God and saying, hey, yes, let's network, let's shop, let's eat a whole bunch of breakfast. Let's talk about marketing. What does that really mean? What is really the foundation of marketing? Public relations. You've learned a lot about public relations and connecting and how the public officials will get involved.
Right.
They will get
yes
involved. You know, at your event, I was so excited. Kingdom Family Resources, that was the nonprofit arm that you use for your event, that we were able to bridge an opportunity with them because I brought them on my side. You didn't really know each other, but they became
right
the nonprofit arm, and they got a family camp coming up and she's a family therapist, loves God, and that's her ministry. You know, it's a nonprofit. It's not a religious nonprofit, but it's a 501c3, and she got out of that four or five commitments to sponsor a family. And those families are about $220 a family.
That's beautiful.
That's what came out of that event. So the testimonies are still rolling in, still coming in. In fact, you know, she was sharing with me, I'm not going to say it on air, I'm going to keep that private, but one of the donors,
okay,
I'm going to keep it private, but it was really good to hear that this person was willing to donate towards that cause. So a lot of good things comes out of these events. And so I want to invite you out to come to the Faith and Business on the Edge breakfast. It is a free event. general admission. If you want all-you-can-eat breakfast, it is $10. So invest in your, you know, your $10. And then if you want to be a vendor, and I would recommend that you become a vendor. And we have some vendor booths open, and that's $70. That includes a breakfast and one breakfast ticket, and of course one general admission. So get involved, get connected, and we're going to have a great time. And it's from 8 a.m. to noon, so it's going to be fantastic. A Saturday, you can relax, and then you can leave there and just make some money. Come on and let me help you be great in what you're doing. We're going to go to our final break. And then when we come back, we're going to wrap up with Numbia, and we're going to do a final push for Faith and Business on the Edge breakfast. And bless you as we get out of here today. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are wrapping up. We're wrapping up. This has been fantastic. We had Financial Education Services. Get connected to Ruth over there at Financial Education Services. And if you want to sell that house or you got investment property, connect with her so you can defer those taxes for 30 years and actually get a nice little nest egg behind that. So you get your money now. How about that? That's just a great deal. And perfectly legal according to the laws of the land. And that law has been in place forever. And she can actually tell you the exact date of that. And I want to say it's the early 1900s or late 1800s, but I want to say the 1900s. But don't quote me on that. I had that before on the show, but I do not have that information in front of me. So connect with Ruth at Financial Education Services at 888-977-1222, 888-977-1222. And you can connect with Numbia Aziz for Gentleman Health and Fitness Stretch Therapy. She works with physicians and health professionals with regards to men and their overall body health. And, you know, we know that there's a big concern with men, especially African-American men, with regards to prostate cancer. That's really a scary thing. And so she can help with stretch therapy, hernias, lower back pain. There's so much. You can go out to her website and see what types of services she provides there. GentlemanHealth.com. That's GentlemanHealth.com. And at the event, the Faith and Business on the Edge event, she's going to have some vouchers that you can purchase that if your loved one is concerned about going to the doctor, concerned about, you know, stretch therapy or whatever, because sometimes our men just don't go and do what they need to do. Maybe you can give them a little boost with a voucher and says, hey, here's a voucher. This will get you going. It'll go towards that massage therapy time so that they can get the support. And we'll try to get Dr. Washington out there as well. Nubia, you were saying that sleep has a lot to do with, you know, your patients and your clients that come in the door, I guess I can't call them patients since you're not a doctor, but you work closely with doctors.
Yes, I do. Right.
You know, our society and our healthcare industry is really, really embracing alternative, complementary care that complements what they're trying to accomplish along with non-invasive care like stretch therapy, prostate cancer prevention and recovery, things like that that you're doing. That's absolutely fantastic. And you work with the families, you work with the wives, with the husbands and all of that, so they can learn how to be a support to their husband in the home as well. So I think that that's absolutely beautiful and fantastic because I personally know a particular couple. Husband passed away of prostate cancer, and you know, that's tough stuff. So we want you to live long and healthy. So Numbia Aziz will be at the event. I dragged her into it. No, I'm just she committed. Come out and meet her. She's absolutely fantastic. Learn more about her business, and we'll see if we can get Dr. Washington there as well. He has a great book out there with regards to the, you know, insufficient sleep, lack of sleep, and how it's really impacting your body. And we can see if we can get him to bring some of the books to the event as well. I actually bought the book at your event, Nubia. So he did. He did some selling. In fact, Kendi Family Resources, Elizabeth Stewart also bought his book. So there was a lot of BBVA Compass Bank was there and opened up accounts. And they're going to be at this event as well. Actually, BBVA Compass has some great things, especially if you're a nonprofit. They have a program for nonprofits that if you have an account with them, and I always recommend secondary accounts. If you have an account with them, anyone that you refer, they give you a referral fee back into your nonprofit. I tell you, they are trying to help somebody. So we're going to have a great event. I'm going to talk to you that day regarding the value of business planning. I'm going to go into some little details about how that's important. People don't value business plans because they don't really know what goes into a business plan. And it's really a skilled work of technical art, if you will. And you just kind of have to put things together in a way that pushes your company in a different direction. I'm looking at my business plan right here, Business on the Edge Incorporated Brand Objectives. And I'm going to share with you just a little bit just to give you a feel. So one of our objectives is radically differentiate Business on the Edge's brand from other business coaching and professional development companies and services. So it's you start to put meat around your business. That sounds like, wow, you know, we provide affordable access to business coaching services, business programs, small business events, women in business events, business club memberships, SBC magazine, SBC online subscriptions, small biz ebooks, and business podcasts. So when you start putting your plan together, we're dealing with the objectives, the financial objectives, the business model, the mission, the keys to success, everything that puts you, you know, write the vision down, make it plain so those who read it can run with it. You can't have it in your head. God don't want you to have it in your head. He wants you to put it somewhere so you can run together. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about marketing. We're going to talk about how you can call your public officials up and says, hey, I'd like to get involved. I'd like you to participate and come out to my event. And this is what we're doing. We want you to network and we want you to sell. And we want you to buy, so we want you to shop. So you can connect with that event out on Eventbrite. Look up Faith and Business on the Edge Breakfast in San Jose. Register for it. If nothing else, get that free ticket. If you want to eat, it is $10, and you can do that ticket the day of the event if you want for the food. But if you want to be a vendor, you must prepay for that. That's $70. So we're going to take care of you. Real good care of you. We're going to get out of here. My producer's waving me off. Be blessed out there. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there for the 4th of July holiday. Happy 4th of July to you. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951 or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.